Merry New Year! This is Tony. This is a 6 to Midnight Lounge with my co-host, Mr. Junior Valbuena. Mr. Junior Valbuena, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Because, what, tomorrow's February?
We're still good. We're still good. As of tomorrow, you won't be able to say that.
Yeah, because I was hearing, like, you know, people say, like, you know, if you're like a couple of days into the new year, like maybe 5 or 6 days into it, you can't really say Happy New Year anymore. I was like, why not? You're kind of still in January, so we made the cutoff.
Yeah, that's why I said Merry New Year instead of Happy.
Yeah, Merry New Year. And the reason why, I had COVID, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He thought he'd start off the new year right with COVID.
Yeah, and just... Yeah, I mean, it kind of lingered into, like, I ended the year going through COVID because I got it, like, I think 2 days after Christmas, because my wife got it, my kid got it, and they passed it on to me, and they came through with it, my wife and my kid, like, 2 to 3 days, they were fine. Me, I struggled with it, like, you know, for a week, I was cleared, I tested negative, but I just had that cough that wouldn't stop, and once in a while lately I've been still having a tiny bit of a cough, but man, NyQuil was my best friend for the past couple of weeks because it just couldn't let me sleep. And every time you cough, you know, you get those nonstop coughs that you're like, you feel like you're doing crunches.
Yeah,
next morning I'd feel like I did like 1,000 crunches and I should have like 6-pack abs right now, but nope, it didn't work. Yeah.
And you sounded terrible.
Oh yeah, I sounded like horrible.
Yeah, so that's why we ended the podcast. It was a good vacation, 30-day vacation, so we're good.
Now we could lie and say that we were on vacation. We went to some exotic island or something. Epstein Island, you know?
Wow. It's okay. I'm good. I don't like little kids. I'm good with that one.
No, but I did have COVID.
Well, okay, like you said, today is January 31st. We're 31 days into 2024. There was already 12 celebrity deaths as of today. I looked at all 12 celebrity deaths and only found one that was recognizable. David Soul died January 3rd. David Soul is from Starsky and Hutch, the blonde guy. He died January 3rd.
Let me check that out. How do you spell S-O-L?
S-O-U-L.
Oh, Soul. Soul.
Yeah.
Okay, so who was he in the show? Was he Starsky or was he Hutch?
No, I believe he was Hutch.
I mean, I remember the show, but, like, you know, I don't, like, you know. It doesn't really tell me who he was. Just, you know, actor, Starsky and Hutch actor. Okay, 80 years old. Hey, man, like 80 years old. No, I had the big wheel.
Nice.
I had, like, the big wheel. And I had that as a big wheel, and I had the General Lee as a big wheel, you know, growing up as a kid.
Oh, no way. The General Lee? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they had that in a big wheel.
Yeah, they had the General Lee as a big wheel. And I when you look at it now, like realizing what that Confederate flag meant as a kid, I was just like, oh wow, it's Dukes of Hazzard. I want to get that. Mom, get that for me. My mom got it for me. You know, so I didn't know it was like Confederate and like, you know, like the South was racist.
Right. Well, you know what's funny is that one birthday, because I was so into the Dukes of Hazzard, my sister Anna drew me the flag, but because she knew how to draw, and she actually got a construction a poster board and made me the flag, and I had it up on my wall in my room, so I was over there sporting that flag going, where the black flag,
not knowing what it really meant.
Exactly. That is too funny. Well, but you know, you're young, you don't know. It's just, and I'm surprised they let it pass through TV. CBS is all white anyways. You know what I mean? So they didn't
care. Do you remember But do you remember any ethnic, you know, brown people on that show? I don't remember.
Oh, no, not at all. Not even the mechanic was Mexican. Cooter was not Mexican. He was white. They were all white.
Yeah, it was Uncle Jesse was the old guy, right?
Yeah, Uncle Jesse was the old bearded white guy.
Yeah.
And then
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Roscoe P. Coltrane, and then
Boss Hogg,
Daisy Duke,
Bowen Duke. Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot. You look at me looking at those pictures of her when we were younger, I was like, ooh, man, I must have been desperate.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, I was like, you know, like, as a little kid, you know, I had a boner, you know.
Right.
As a little kid looking at her. And she was famous, like, you know, that song made her famous because of the little shorts that she wore in the show.
Right. I guess that was the only thing we were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Or the only female that was coming up, so... Shoot, she had our attention.
Of course, yeah. But when I'm looking at pictures of her right now, she was really real thin. I mean, like, you know, looking at it now, like, not my type because I'm more into the curvaceous women and stuff. But yeah, looking at her pictures when she was on the show, she was super attractive.
Right. And I remember one episode she came out in a two-piece bikini, and I was like, damn. I was probably like 10 or 11. And I probably had a little baby boner going on.
Don't lie, fool. That was last week.
That's true. And that was just getting a boner from the girl with the French fries at McDonald's. But,
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, like, you know, recently I found out, you know, and I'm bringing this up, that I'm not gonna say who, but recently I found out that we have new listeners, you know, that have been listening to our show. I'm not gonna say their name because, you know, don't want to, like, you know.
No, of course not. Just give a shout out. The Housewives of Staten and the Housewives of Burbank. How's it going, ladies? Welcome to the show.
Like I said, no.
Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, like I said, the slogan of most of the show has always been, we don't talk shit, we talk truth, you know. But I just want to say, welcome the new listeners. You know, I don't believe we've ever said anything, like, you know, bad, like, say truth. No. Never bullshit talk.
No.
Thank you for the listens, you know, like, and I hope we are able to entertain you. No hard feelings or anything like that, you know. No, but to
and
anybody.
If you like to email the show, real quick, if you like to email the show, it's 6SIX2ML@gmail.com. And also, have your friends take a listen.
Yeah, we're here to entertain. In my opinion, for myself, not really. You're the comedian, so you're more of an entertainer than I am. I just we try to do our best.
Right, right. So now back to the celebrity deaths. So like I said, there was 12 deaths, but from the 12, I only recognized one of them because the other ones were like really old. Mm-hmm. The only other one is the silver screen, and we're talking about Jessie Jane. She died at 43, drug overdose. Adult porn star.
I've seen her work. Yes,
and she died apparently of a drug overdose with her boyfriend at 43. So
it's like you look at it, man. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, it's kind of sad, guy. Like. That, yeah, she's young. Looking at her photos, I mean, I don't know if these are recent, but yeah, I've seen her before, her work, and I do admit, yes, I have, you know,
her body of work. You have to say,
yes, I've seen her body of work. Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
But and yeah, that's ridiculous. That's very terrible, and for her passing away like that, and I believe she has a son, so that's going to probably be hard on her family.
Well, I'm looking at her Wikipedia right now. Yeah, she was like born in 1980, you know, passed away recently, like, you know, this year. And her net worth was $6 million. You know, like, I don't know if that's true or not, but if, you know, she did leave a son behind, hopefully, like, you know, that kid is going to get, you know, some of that stuff, you know. Or, but do you honestly think that maybe she was prepared for anything like that, like leaving a will or anything like that? Do you honestly think, you know?
You know what? To be honest, nowadays with porn stars, yeah, dude. Yeah, I think so. I think
I don't know.
Because I know my net worth is like 20,000.
Really? Yeah, you're richer than me, man. It's like my net worth is like, I mean, let's see, what do I have here to show? A Funko Pop. That's my net worth right there.
So if you're talking about Funko Pops, $107.
There you go.
In my net worth.
I kind of like, you know, like, yeah, she, okay, I, like I say, going back to Jessie Jane, I seen her body of work, and it's like, and I like, who else, like as a porn star that passed away, this was a couple years ago, and I brought her up to you like a couple of days ago, Shiloh Styles. She was super hot, and I think she passed away from maybe drug overdose.
Oh, ooh. But usually they all do, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not drugs, they
off themselves.
Yeah,
that's because it's a hard life doing all that crap, dude. They have to I don't know. What I've heard or what I've seen on the news, it's like they have to take drugs to do their part in movies because they have to get numb.
Yeah, ease the pain of having fucking so many cocks inside them, you know.
Right,
like once exactly. Probably.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Kind of makes you wonder, like, you know, like, yeah, it's like, you know, where did it go wrong? Troubled childhood, you know, bad upbringing. Or sometimes a lot of these girls have great upbringings. They just decided to.
Exactly.
It's fun for them.
And I think I've even heard, I think I saw it on Netflix or I saw it somewhere, that one of the girl porn stars, their parents are like, her advisors. I have to find out who that is.
Is it the Kardashians?
No. Right?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, you know, like, what's the mom's name? Fuck, I don't know.
Kris Jenner?
Kris, whatever her name is. She's the one, like, it's rumored, or I don't know if it's true, that she was the one that said, like, yeah, get that tape out.
Right? I wouldn't doubt it, dude. I wouldn't doubt it because Kim was nothing before that tape came out.
No, nothing, yeah.
But like I said in past episodes, I wish I'd never seen that video because it was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It left little to the imagination now, you know?
Yeah, she was just a dead fish. So, I know more like, people that are alive.
Like a boring fuck.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So
yeah, more fun with a corpse probably.
A corpse would move faster, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess. And I think we've had this conversation. It's like the girl thinks she's hot, so she doesn't have to do anything but just lay there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, I mean, this is no disrespect to my wife because this has happened way before I ever met my wife. But there was this one time I hooked up with a bigger girl and she was a super freak and she scared the shit out of me that I thought she was going to fucking turn fucking head like the Exorcist and shit and talk fucking like the devil. But she was a super freak. And the times the sexual experiences I had, you know, back in the day, the ones I had with, like, you know, really like cute, pretty girls and all that stuff. Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, I'm doing all the fucking work and all that stuff. But then, like, the one time when I hooked up with this, like, the more of a heavier chick, and I was just scared of shit. I was scared shitless because she was just, like, you know, talking all dirty and shit. And because I wasn't used to that, because you figure you'd get that from the hot chick, you know, that you'd mess around with. You know, I'm not trying to say that the hot chicks don't get into it, but the ones I was with, you know, it's just like, okay, I'm doing all the work. And they just like,
That's it. No. Yeah, because there's some that I've been with and they just lay there and it's like, dude, you got to do something. Mm-hmm. You got to put in to this party.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this is boring. Okay, then you fake. Then you want to get out of it so badly that you haven't came yet, but you're like, this is fucking boring. I'm fucking, get me the fuck out. You just be like, oh.
That's why I always carried a single pack of mayonnaise in my butt crack just in case I had to fake it.
You're fucking gross. That is fucking gross, dude.
It was like a pull cord for a parachute. I'd grab it, rip it open, and squirt it everywhere and say, I'm done.
Our listeners just have just I think they've been traumatized now with that vision in their mind.
Hey, that's a tip. That's a hack. That's a sex hack for you guys out there. You want to get out of it quick? Carry that packet of mayonnaise in your butt cheeks.
That's pretty gross. Anyway, so like I think we did, okay, real quick, like after like since we hadn't done a show for a super while now.
My bad. My Google just went off.
The fuck?
Wait, say it again. What were you saying?
No, I was saying like, you know, we hadn't done a show like for a couple of weeks. We didn't even do a year ending show.
A year in review?
No, we did it.
Yeah, we did. We did a year in review.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. I think it was the second to the last before we ended it.
All right, man. Dude, it's been such a long time, man. That fucking COVID. Fucking COVID virus. Right. Still lingering around, but I'm okay. But yeah, I totally forgot.
Yeah, we did. How was your Christmas? Because I know we didn't do one before Christmas.
Yeah, we did. I mean, after Christmas. Christmas was all right. You know, just the family came over. Just a normal thing. You know, breakfast and then gifts. We went to go see Wonka because I haven't done a movie review in a while because I was sick.
Oh, yeah.
So I never got to see, and we saw Wonka, and we saw afterwards, you know, saw Aquaman, saw that duck cartoon movie we took my kid. But that's the only thing I've seen lately because nothing's really popped out there that I've been interested to see because right now this is the dead season for movies.
Well, what about Godzilla Minus One?
I haven't seen that one yet. I heard that's pretty good. Okay.
Yeah, I want to see that one too.
Yeah, I haven't seen
that one's yet. All English subtitles.
So. Like right now, the only thing that's out in theaters right now that they're pumping out is the movies that have been nominated for like Best Picture.
Oh yeah, those, and that's great because I get to go see those for free.
Oh, you still get?
Yeah, I still have my Writers Guild card.
Just for yourself, or can you take someone?
Yeah, I can take one person. So it's a pair of tickets to any of the movies that have been nominated. They could even be nominated for best wardrobe, and I could go see that movie.
Oh, so anything that's nominated.
Yeah, but most of them are already on Netflix or Hulu or anything. They're all on there already, pretty much. So...
Yeah, because I'm looking at the list, you know, of, let me see, look at the full list, and that's, yeah, movies I've seen already, and then some that really don't catch my eye.
Yeah.
Fucking damn
computer. The one that I really want to see, and I want to see it in IMAX, is the Bob Marley movie.
Well, that's not nominated, you know.
No, it's not nominated, but it hasn't even come out yet. It doesn't come out till the 14th of February.
Yeah.
But for sure, because you know, I don't like going to the movies. I'd rather see it at home. Mm-hmm. But that's one that I want to see in the movies.
Because there's supposed to be 10 movies that are nominated, right?
You know, I don't know X amount of movies. I don't know how many it is.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to fucking computers also. All that I know is Oppenheimer is one of them, you know?
Oh.
Now, did you ever see that one?
No. No, is it good? Have you seen it?
Never seen Oppenheimer. It's pretty. It's pretty long. It's interesting, you know. I mean, I was expecting more, you know, kaboom, you know, because it's about the fucking atomic bomb.
Yeah.
You know, and how like, you know, they came up with the idea and how like what they did to like, you know, get it ready, you know, like it's like scientific math bullshit. Some of the movie, you know, but it's, you know, it's okay. I mean,
what's funny is that. When that movie came out, there was a girl on TikTok or on Netflix, Instagram. I mean, I'm not Netflix, Instagram. On Instagram, saying that, if you go watch this in the movie theater, you have to watch it in IMAX, but not regular IMAX. You have to go in 16-43-30 to see it, and it must be in Dolby. And by the time like I heard her whole reel, it was like, forget it. I just want to watch it till I get home. So, he's like,
I've never seen the big old thing about IMAX. It's just like the screen is just wider.
Yeah.
And it curves, right?
It curves. It's taller than you. So, like, you're pretty much immersed into it. Like, just like that spear in Vegas. that it wraps around you.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
I wouldn't want to see a movie like that. I don't know.
The first time I ever saw anything in IMAX, I think I was like 15. And that was The Beaver. It was a science at the Science Museum in downtown LA. We went with my family. It was hilarious.
At first, I thought you were going to tell me like some fucking pornographic film.
No. It was called The Beaver, and it was pretty much the life of a beaver.
It's like you fucking see it, and it's like, and you think like you're going to take your kids, and oh, The Beaver, I saw that when I was a kid. It'd be interesting to take my daughters, and then you really didn't pay attention to it, and it the whole time was Getting Beaver,
right? It's the banging of the beaver. And I'm there holding my hands up against my kid's face. Don't look.
I'm sorry. I mean, anyways, there's five. I thought there was 10, but I'm on their fucking website. It's not giving me the fucking movie. Okay, no, that's animated. Whatever. What the fuck? I don't give a shit. I mean, I saw some of them. Some are okay, you know. It's like, what the fuck is that? I'm on their fucking website to see. There's 10 fucking movies that are nominated and shit.
Yeah, you know? But then there's a lot of them, dude. Because there's even some that they don't even show on TV when they get nominated, and then they get the award. Those are the ones that are, when we were on the commercial, the best hand grip person got a reward for doing this movie. So it's like, there's a lot of movies, dude.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But
you're talking about like Best Picture, and there's six nominations for six Best Pictures.
And if you look at it, are those really the best pictures? There was nothing that I really saw that really like, you know, like made me go like, oh man, that's fucking so cool. I mean, I know Spider-Man. Well, you're not into cartoons. The latest Spider-Man movie, the cartoon one, I thought that was fucking like awesome, but it's not even nominated.
No, it's not nominated for like animation or.
It's not. It's nominated for animation, but I think it should have like, you know, been, you know, nominated for Best Picture because I liked it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't. It's just the same as the Oscars don't recognize comedies.
Yeah, I mean, like, they nominate like the most like, you know, artsy fartsy type of movies, you know.
Yes, exactly. Like you're telling me last night, have I seen Parasite? Because that won took over, right? One Oscar,
yeah,
nomination, and it took like a bunch of them. Like I've never seen that movie, you said, "Do watch it. It's good." So, okay, that's like one on my list to watch.
Here we go. Okay, these are the movies. American Fiction. I heard that's supposed to be pretty good.
American Fiction.
It's American Fiction. It's about like he's a black writer, and like he's really like, you know, educated and all that. It looks like he's really educated, speaks properly, but he has like, you know, I think for him to like, I think may sell more books or make his book more better or something, like he tries to like write like he's from the hood. Just looking at the poster, that's what it looks like, you know. And what I saw the trailer, you probably don't know the actors. You know the black guy from that This Is Us show.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, Brown, he's in it. Son? Yeah, he's in it, and the guy who fucking plays the voice of the fucking Watcher in the fucking that Marvel animation show, I forgot his fucking name.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh no, they're known actors, you know. So everybody's saying it's pretty good. I'm probably going to try to check that out. Is Barbie's nominated for Best Picture? I saw that. I mean,
that's ridiculous. But see, that's the thing. That's the hype, dude. It was that and Oppenheimer that came out at the same time. So it was like something they're fighting for. But hey, what about, okay, there was a movie called Watchmen. Remember
The DC one?
Yeah, was that a good movie?
I thought it was okay. I mean, it was interesting. Like, it was kind of different, you know. Like, yeah, nothing that Marvel would put out. But DC's
that's
more
the
dark.
One that the with the dude that was blue and he was naked, right?
Yeah.
Was his dong hanging out?
Yeah. His dong was hanging out, all blue.
Somebody had told me to watch it, and I'm like, yeah, I really don't want to watch somebody's blue dong on the TV.
Okay, but anyway, real quick, I just to skip through this real quick. Okay, like for the these are the 10 pictures that they're saying like the best pictures. To me, okay, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, never heard of it. Barbie, I saw because my kid wanted to see it. The Holdovers, I saw that on Peacock. It was interesting. You know, it was pretty good, but nothing Holdovers like to me
with Giamatti.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta see that.
I thought it was pretty good. You know, it's just there's only like I think three to four main actors in it. That's it. Uh-huh. Okay, Killers of the Flower Moon. That's a super fucking long movie. The one with Leo,
and Robert I want to see that one.
That's 3.5 hours long. It was pretty good, and I think I told you before. It'll get you pissed off that you know that.
Yeah.
Fucking
white people.
Yeah, I mean, not trying to be racist, but fucking white people, man. Like, holy shit, fucking y'all are fucking evil and shit. You know, it's like yeah. y'all talk shit about like minorities and shit.
They did a little story about the movie, what it was about, and I was tripping out that's actually a true story, and how it became. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until I did some research, and holy shit, yes. Okay, and the next movie is Maestro. It's with Bradley Cooper, and he plays Leonard Bernstein. I think he was gay, but that's on Netflix. I might want to catch that just to see. I saw Oppenheimer with the wife, you know. It was, you know, entertaining. I mean, nothing that I'd go see again unless they played on HBO Max. Past Lives, never heard of it. Poor Things, looks like it's fucking weird.
Oh, that one with Emma Stone? Yeah. I like Emma Stone, but I don't know because, I don't know, it just looks freaking weird.
It looks weird, so it doesn't catch my eye. And then the last one is Zone of Interest. I don't even know what that's about. So to me, like, if I was looking at popularity, like, you know, like, what movie is more popular, and I think they do have a category for that, it would be, like, Barbie. But if you look at it, to me, out of all these pictures, be best pictures, even though some of them I haven't seen yet, I would maybe see, maybe, like, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
Because it got me into the movie, how interesting it was, you know, like, how it was based on a true story. And it got me into the film because it made me have emotions where I was pissed off.
Yeah. You know? And that one's nominated, right?
Man, that one's nominated because these are the ones that are... There's 10 pictures that are nominated for...
Is Flowers nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah.
These are best the 10 director? Of
them. Best Director? I think so.
Probably because it's Scorsese, dude.
Yeah. There's only like... It's kind of funny. There's 10 movies that are nominated for Best Picture, but they only have 5 for director. Shouldn't the other 5 be nominated? You know?
No, because it's usually like 6 that make the cut.
Yeah, but I don't get that. You know, you nominate 10 for Best Picture, and each one of those Best Pictures has a director, so how can you cannot nominate all 10? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know how they weed that out.
Yeah.
It's just weird, because you'll have the Best Picture... But sometimes the best director won't be listed, or the best actor or best actress. Yeah, it's weird the way they do it.
Yeah, but you know, of course, Scorsese and Nolan. I think it might go down to Nolan because I think Oppenheimer is getting a lot of you know attention because you know it was good, you know, but nothing I'd see again, you know. But
yeah.
But anyway, I guess
It's just, okay, it's just like, for instance, like, when Bradley Cooper did that movie with Meatface Lady. What's her name?
Meatface. Oh, Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. And then there was a movie that came out at the same time, with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
And Bohemian Rhapsody took it. Mm-hmm. But that dude that played Freddie Mercury had fake teeth on. He had more of prosthetics on, where Bradley Cooper sang the songs,
mm-hmm.
performed the songs. Yeah. He learned the guitar. He learned how to sing. But Robbie Malek, is that his name?
Yeah, Rami Malek. Yeah.
Is the one that got for Best Actor. You know what I mean? It's like where to be honest. Bradley Cooper made more of an effort to sing and to learn how to play the guitar I would suggest that he should have been the best actor because he brought more to the screen than did with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the movie was entertaining, and I, you know, like Rami did make me like, you know, like feel like he became Freddie Mercury. Yeah. But like Bradley Cooper did a lot way more. He did acting. He like, you know, he transformed himself into an overall different person. Exactly. You know, where Rami was playing, like, was pretending to be Freddie Mercury. I mean, I get it, yeah.
Yeah. So, see, so it's like you don't know how the criteria is when they vote and what they're mm-hmm. looking for and stuff like that. Because it's always different. So, between Oppenheimer and Flowers, those are two different movies. How would you suggest which one's the best? Whichever one the longest is?
Yeah, and both are about true events.
That happened. Well, who knows? You have to pull back the curtain and talk to the wizard.
Yeah, I mean, because like the girl who's nominated for Best Actress on Flowers. Yeah, I mean, you have to watch it. I'm not saying that she doesn't deserve it, you know, because she's a woman of color that's nominated, first Native American. That's nominated for the award, which, you know, I'm hoping that she gets it. No, but I don't. She was good in it, but I haven't seen any of these other movies, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So exactly.
Like, and I'd have to see like who's the actresses, but I don't want to go through go down that path. Through, like, there'll be too much. My fucking computer's not working right now, but yeah. But you know, like I said, that's where like you know what I saw lately. Right now, it's the dead season when it comes down to movies, you know, because it's like January was most like a dead month. And the only thing they have playing right now is the stuff that is nominated, you know. So,
okay. All right. Well, back to Christmas. So, what did Santa bring you for Christmas?
Not that much. Basically, like basic shit that my wife buys me, you know, like, you know, collectible shit because I'm a fucking big old fucking kid.
Your wife bought it, not Santa?
I don't believe in Santa.
There's no Santa?
Nope. I was disappointed a long time ago because I wanted the G.I. Joe the fucking aircraft carrier.
That's huge.
That's huge. And I wanted that so bad. And I asked Santa for that when I was a kid. I never got it. And then like, you know, I realized there's no Santa.
That's too
I fun. Want one year I wanted the Millennium Falcon. I didn't get the Millennium Falcon until like years later when I'm an adult. My sister bought me the Millennium Falcon, but it was from The Force Awakens, not from the original.
Not the original.
Not the original. But I mean, I'm grateful that my sister got it for me, even though that pissed off my wife.
Really? Because
that's
why?
Something. Yeah, because I've always said like, man, I've always wanted the Millennium Falcon when I was a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, you know, and I've always talked about the Millennium Falcon is like one of the like toys I've always wanted, like, you know, because I love Star Wars
yeah
and stuff. But I think it was my birthday years ago and they were giving me my gift. My wife gets me I used to collect Funko Pops. I don't collect Funko Pops no more because they're just too damn many. I just stopped collecting. But
yeah,
my wife got me, and I love my wife. She's gonna listen to this, you know, and I appreciate that she did. But she got me like Star Wars bobbleheads, but they weren't Funko Pops. They were like different. They were more they weren't from Funko. They were like different Funko Pops. I got Rey. I think I got Kylo Ren.
You got them at the gas station.
No, these are authentic, like, you know, like Disney Star Wars bobbleheads, but they were Funko Pops. So I really don't collect these, but she got them for me. And, oh, cool. Like, I'll take cool. Like, you know, like, I still have them. I'll display them once, you know, my man cave gets done. But then, you know, my sister.
There's a toy from Burger King.
But then my sister says, oh, here's my gift from me to you. And I'm like, okay, I'm opening it. It's a big box. I'm wondering, like, I go, what is it? And I open it up, and it's a Millennium Falcon. Not the original, but the one from The Force Awakens that came out a couple years ago.
Did you
and
scream?
I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, shit, you got me the Millennium Falcon. I didn't scream.
I couldn't imagine scream. That, dude. Well, did I know you yet?
I think we didn't meet each other yet because I think we did because it came out because The Force Awakens came out like I think after like you know after my birthday or before my
Which one's Force Awakens? The ones where they die at the end?
No, that's a Rogue One. Okay. The one with Rey and the black guy and Kylo Ren, that came out in 2015.
Oh, so yeah, we knew each other.
So 2016, going into that year, you know, my
we
sister
had
got
just
it
met.
Me.
We had yeah, just we just met in 2015.
Yeah, so I like, you know, I open it up and I'm like, oh shit, the Millennium Falcon, oh fuck, no way. And then, you know, my wife saw that I was more excited about the Millennium Falcon than the fucking bobbleheads that you got me, that she told me, what the fuck, you know, it's like, that, even to this day, you ask my wife about that, she goes, like, what the fuck was your fucking sister doing and shit, that kind of bothered her, because my sister upped my wife, you know.
Yeah, she one upped her.
She one upped her big time. So yeah, have you ever asked Annette? She'll sit to, yeah, I didn't like that. Like, it's
she one upped you last year for Christmas, not this past year, the year before, with the Spider-Man and the hooded sweatshirt. Yeah. Okay, we won't talk about that one, because that's
we won't talk about that. We'll let it be. Hey, but anyways, but that's all I got. But what'd you get from Santa? I guess
I got a toolbox, the two piece combo tool drawer. I've always wanted one, so it's like it's in the garage now. It's set up. I haven't really set up all my tools in there. I'm still cleaning all my tools to put in there, but hopefully this weekend I can finish up and do that. But yeah, I got that. It was a good Christmas.
Yeah, I mean,
my wife got me some Nike Air Force Ones, but in brown. But I don't wear brown, so she's returning them.
Okay.
So
I just feel like we're at the age right now, since we're older, that, you know, it's like, if I get one cool gift, I'm cool with that, you know. It's like, right? I don't need a bunch of gifts, like, okay, that's it. It's like, I'm more into like giving to my kid, you know.
Yeah.
And like, you know, because like, ever since I've been with my wife, you know, we do the Secret Santa, because growing up we didn't do that, because, you know, in my family we were just poor, so we didn't do Secret Santa. Secret Santa for us growing up was after income tax, when my mom would get her income tax, and that's what she would get us our new school clothes for the year. Uh-huh. And sometimes, you know, Christmas gifts. I take that back. My mom did try to do her best, but like, yeah, it's like, with my wife being in the family and meeting her family like so many years ago and being a part of this family, they do the whole Secret Santa thing, because it happened like maybe a year after, 2 years after I met my wife, because they were buying like, there's her sisters, there's, you know, her sisters.
Yeah,
you know,
too many people. You
know, too many people to buy individually. So I think they decided to do the whole Secret Santa thing. Yeah. So, which has been cool, because my responsibility is just get my wife and get my kid. And I'll get my brother. Yeah, I'll try to get my brother something, because he's the only one. I try to get my sister something, but we don't talk, you know. But like, yeah, I'll try to get my brother, at least my nieces and my nephews, my brother's kids, because we're such a small family that my wife's nieces and nephews, they have multiple grandparents and multiple, like, you know, so they get more. So I make sure that I try to get my brother's kids, you know, something at least, because it's just my brother, you know, that they have.
Yeah, exactly.
And so like, so yeah, we just do the, you know, my responsibilities, my wife, you know, my kid, you know, my I try to get my brother a little something small and his kids, and probably my mom. But then like, and then the Secret Santa. And this year I had my my niece who lives in New York now. She came down, and it was just cool, just getting her something that she needed for her small little apartment in New York. You know, so it's better. Sometimes I think it's better that way, because you know, you don't break the bank.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then what else? Christmas, New Year's. My birthday was just this past Friday.
Happy belated birthday. Even though I did say happy birthday to you on the day.
But yes, you did. Yes. But before my birthday, mm-hmm. a nice surprise.
What was the surprise?
That the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Eagles. And we're going to Fogo de Chao's. Junior's paying for it.
At the beginning of the fucking year, I was honestly thinking, you know, there's no way. I mean, okay, Super Bowl or bust whatever for the Eagles. There's no way that the Eagles weren't gonna like beat or get lose to Tampa Bay. There's no way. I was thinking that. I was always thinking, okay, we're gonna have a better record. We're gonna do
and you
this,
did. You know. You, I was worried halfway through the season. You guys were fucking smoking everybody, and then at mid season, you guys started losing all the games. And then for some reason, everybody had already called off, had wrote off the Buccaneers from going to the playoffs. And then here we come, little by little, little by little. Yeah, the NFC South sucks, but it got us into the playoffs.
I mean, the Eagles started off 10-1, and then the end of the season dropping like six of the last seven games. They only won one out of the seven last games of the season. They lost six, only won one. And that was right. That was so disappointing. So when I saw in the playoffs that the Eagles were going to play Tampa Bay in the first round, like,
what the fuck? What a coincidence.
I'm like, we're going to fucking lose. They ended the year shitty. Everybody's picking Tampa to win because the Eagles' defense was crappy. Their offense wasn't that great. And then A.J. Brown wasn't playing in the first round because he got injured. And it's like, and then I remember I went to go see it at the bar. You weren't able to make it. I went to see the bar. I'm like, okay, we got this. We got this. A few Eagle fans. There was quite a bit of like Tampa fans are cheering Tampa. And every time they fucking fuck. And I just saw like just visions of me fucking going, yes, check, please, right here. You know? And I'm like, and then I wasn't mad that they lost because I look at it this way. I like sports. But I'm not hardcore I want my teams to win. And if they lose, it sucks. I move on because they don't really give a shit about me.
Right.
No. I go back to the life that I live and they go
to
their...
But what your brother was saying about being a fanatic, I can see the crazy fanatics. They wear the shoes, they wear the fucking football pants. Why the fuck are you gonna wear the football pants? You ain't getting on the fucking field.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you wearing the helmet for? You're not getting on the field. And there's some that wear the pads. It's like stupid.
There's people that are hardcore, like, you know, big time, like diehard fans and shit. And like I said, I wasn't mad that they fucking lost. I'm like, fuck, this season's over. Fucking Eagles. I was more like, fuck, I gotta fucking pay for dinner for this fucking guy at this expensive fucking restaurant and shit. I was more mad about that I lost a bit because there was like stakes at hand. You know, if there was nothing on the line, I would have been like, ah, shit. Ah, fuck. Ah, next year. Fuck, they fucked up. All right. Anyway, right. I was more pissed. I was like, fuck, I got to fucking feed this fucking guy. Expensive fucking dinner now. So I was more pissed about that. But going back to the whole fanatic thing and the one time that my brother sent us that one video on Instagram, I understand what the guy made. You know, like, you know, all these people that cheer on all these millionaires and you're broke. I understand that, but then I understand the part of being a fan. I like my teams to win, but I don't fucking like get all depressed and shit. Like a good friend of ours or a good friend of mine, you know, or a friend, you know, he's a big Buffalo Bills fan. And when the day after when the Bills lost to Kansas City, which I thought the Bills were going to win. I wanted them because I don't like Kansas City. I hit him up. And I thought, hey, man, sorry about that, man. I was kind of rooting for you guys to win because I want you guys at least win a Super Bowl if my team's not in it, you know, because I believe everybody should at least have a championship. And he was just like, oh, I'm still grieving. I'm still trying. I'm like, it ain't like fucking like a fucking family member fucking passed away. I get it. You want your team to win, but, you know, you're still where you're at in your situation. And the guys who played on the team that you love, okay, they lost. Yeah, they're disappointed. But guess what? They're at their fucking so many thousand square foot houses, driving their like six figure, like fucking expensive cars. And like, I get the point about like, be a fan, but you get, oh my God, they fucking lost. My fucking life is over. I'm going to throw shit. I'm going to throw something at the TV.
No, that's ridiculous. That's the Dallas fans, dude. They're breaking their TV, throwing away their flags, their jerseys. The ones that, I'm sorry, but I think Dallas has had more wins than the Raiders have. The Raiders fans are the ones that should be throwing all their shit away.
Yeah. Now, Cowboy fans, they're like, you know, ridiculous. And like, I don't like the Cowboys, you know, because I, not because they're the Eagles rivals. I just know a bunch of Cowboy fans are a bunch of douchebags. Yeah. You know, they think they're America's team. And I don't even know why they call them America's team for. Why would they call them America's team?
That was just a publicity point because it was supposed to be the Raiders, but Al Davis didn't want that.
I think, like, you know, even though I'm not a fan of this team, but to me, America's team should be like, you know, what America is made out of, like hardworking people. And so, like, you look at Pittsburgh, the Steel City.
I was just going to say that.
The steel, like steel workers, those are the people that, you know, the men who go, even women, go in their bus drive. That, because, like, you know, like, maybe Green Bay too, but more, I always thought that, like, Pittsburgh, the Steelers were America's team because you look at steel workers busting their ass, you know, manufacturing those shit, you know, like, so, you know, like, that to me is more of America's team than the fucking Cowboys.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. But that was just a phrase that the NFL coined for, originally was supposed to be for the Raiders, but Al Davis didn't want that. So then Jones took it instead.
Okay. this is one pet peeve I have. One big pet peeve I have. I don't like people who don't have a fucking team, who don't follow the sport for shit, but if there's a gathering, they feel like they have to get all rowdy and all into the freaking game. You have no stakes in this fucking game.
Unless you have $1,000 down.
Yeah, if you do, okay, I understand that. But, and I'm not throwing them anything, but the next example, my brother-in-law, Armando, he doesn't watch football for shit.
Okay.
The only time he watches football is when he gets invited to his best friend's house, when they have gatherings. He doesn't sit at home to watch the game. I'll sit at home, watch the game by myself for a little bit. Okay, right. I'm going to go do something else. Okay, but he doesn't watch sports for shit.
Right. But it's just because when he gets into it with the group, you have to belong, so you got to make noise.
Yeah, so like, when a couple of weeks ago when it was the Cowboys versus the Packers in that playoff game, right?
Yeah.
I'm not into any of the teams, you know. I don't give a shit who wins. I don't like the Cowboys, but if Green Bay wins, cool. Even though Green Bay did win. But then there's this fucking one friend of theirs. I don't consider my friend, just somebody. I don't even want to even consider that is a person I know. Just a guy that, oh, I seen him before. You know? He's all into the game, like, you know, he doesn't like the Cowboys, right? He's a Tampa fan. No wonder he's a fucking dickhead, you know, because he's a fucking Tampa Bay fan. But he was all into the fucking game, wanting the Cowboys to lose. I don't like the Cowboys, but he was getting all like, yeah, interception. Getting like fucking, he was a Green Bay fan. But then, okay, I get that because this guy knows football. He likes football. He has a team. My brother-in-law was just like, I think something happened where he turned his back to go to the kitchen to get something. I think the Cowboys threw an interception. And he turned, what the hell happened? My back. And they threw an interception. What's going on? And in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck? You don't fucking follow shit. You don't follow sport. You're just doing that because everyone else is doing it that is into the sport or has a team. I don't get it.
Are you sure he didn't drop something or maybe he spilled beer?
I don't know. No, it was, to me, it was ridiculous. You know, I just saw it to be more amusing. And I'm not talking shit. My thing is like, if I go somewhere, right? Let's just say World Cup, right? You know, and I mean, I'm Colombian, and when Colombia's in the World Cup, I'll cheer because that's my country from my family, right?
Yeah.
But I go, let's just say it's Argentina versus Japan, and I go, there's a bunch of people are watching it because it's something to watch because a lot of people watch the World Cup, right? I'll watch it, I'm like, oh shit, they scored a goal. Oh, damn. I don't get all 2 points. Holy shit, they scored a fucking goal.
You run around the halfway.
Yeah, it's like, I don't fucking get it. I mean, that's the only thing that bothers me about, I call them fair weather fans, you know. It's like, you have no stakes in it, or you don't follow it. Why you into it?
Right.
I'll go, like I say, I'm not into hockey, I'm not into baseball. Yeah. There's been times I've gone to an Angel game because it's something to do. All the friends are going, okay. I don't get into it. I mean, I go into it like, oh, just to chill with the friends, but I'm not like, fuck it, home run. Fuck yeah. I was like,
well, that's just like when you guys get together to watch the UFC fights. I like watching them with you guys because you guys know more about the UFC fights, like who's gonna win, who's the next contender. I don't know any of that stuff, but I go because you guys know it, and I just like watching it with you guys because you're more knowledgeable in that stuff than I am. But sometimes it's a good fight, sometimes the fight sucks. But then sometimes I put in my stupid comments and it makes it funny.
If you were watching, you had no stakes in it, you don't really follow it. But if you see a fucking like a great knockout, you're like, oh shit, damn, he got fucking knocked out.
Yeah.
I expect something more like that. But if you're like, fuck yeah, hit him, knock him out. I was like, okay. Exactly. Like I said, like going back, it was my brother-in-law. Not talking shit. Example, my brother-in-law. If we'd have been like, oh, damn, they do another interception. Holy shit, man. They're going to fucking lose this game. Damn. Okay. Yeah. What the fuck happened? I turned my fucking back and this would happen. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, that's just my pet peeve.
It sounded more like somebody took his chair.
I was like, what the fuck happened? I turned my back and someone took the fucking last pizza pocket. What the hell? It's like that.
The Tostinos. I was eyeballing that Tostino.
Who ate the last fucking Ruffles potato chip? What the? It was like something like that. And I'm not talking shit. It's just me viewing like, that's very...
Who ate the last quiche? Those were yummy.
Yeah, but anyways, yeah, so but like I said, going back to, yes, I have to fucking take you to Fogo de Chao. We'll try to find, you know,
Fogo de Chao in Brea. Anybody's invited.
It's on paying. I ain't fucking paying, fucker. Fuck that. I'll pay for you, but yeah, fuck you.
We invited people. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Dude, I swear to you, dude, at the middle of the season, I was telling my wife, I'm taking Junior to dinner.
And I'll be honest, and I'll tell you, like, I'm a man of my word. I'll pay. I think it'll be a good dinner because that place is almost like Texas de Brazil. My brother told me.
And it's almost
like they come. Yeah, and I've been to Texas de Brazil. It's pretty expensive, but you get some good shit. So don't eat the sides or anything that they offer. Just eat the meat because that's what you're paying for. Just
bring a plate with you.
Yeah, it's fucking good. So, like, I'm looking forward to it because at least it's going to be something cool, you know.
But I'm going to eat about 10 or 20 pounds of meat. And for the rest of the week, I'll be shitting rocks because it'll be coming out hard.
I hope I don't fucking have, like, a fucking, like, where my left arm starts fucking tweaking out and shit. Remember that one time we went to the Korean barbecue? Yeah, and we ate so much fucking meat that, remember? I felt like, dude, my fucking left side of my body feels fucking weird. I think I'm having a fucking heart attack.
It was funny because you were driving. You're like, dude, I can't feel my arm, dude. Oh my God, that was funny.
Yeah, but anyway, back to football. Like, so yeah, so Kansas City versus the 49ers. Who are you going for?
None. I wish, like I told you, I wish both teams could lose. I don't like either of the teams. I've never liked the 49ers. And I hate the fucking Chiefs because of Mahomes and Kelce. And now especially Taylor Swift and Mahomes' wife. I can't stand any of those people.
Yeah, I don't like the 49ers because a lot of 49ers fans I know, they're some of them that I've met, a bunch of dicks. You know, but hey, congratulations, you guys. You guys are in the Super Bowl. Kansas City, the same thing that you said. You know, Mahomes is a great fucking quarterback. He's a fucking crybaby. And his wife, when watching that quarterback show on Netflix, like she was fucking annoying, you know. And like Kelce thinks he's all fucking cool. Great tight end, but, you know, he thinks he's fucking cool. I like his brother better because he's on the Eagles. But his brother's more laid back, more humble, more
manly. Like, you know, he's more manly.
Yeah, and you know his brother's more like, you know, eccentric or something like that.
Yeah,
a great tight end, you know. But
it's funny because there's a shot of Kelce in one of the past games doing the hearts with your hands. Mm-hmm. I would never do that to my wife. Show a heart with my hands, and he did it to Taylor Swift in front of everybody in the stadium, and my wife goes, "What a pussy."
fucking show. And you know what's so funny right now? Like, he's a great tight end. Sounds kind of gay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. I was gonna tell you that.
He's a good football. He's a good football player. I call myself. But okay, how many? How many times do we see Taylor Swift on the Super Bowl during the game? How many times?
Oh, see, but that's the thing. That's the reason why I don't like it, because I want to say they show Taylor Swift about six times, and I don't give a shit about Taylor Swift. I'm here to watch the football game.
Do you think Vegas has an over and under how many times they're going to fucking show her?
Oh, probably. Probably. And the funny thing is, Taylor Swift has no clue what she's looking at.
Yeah. Yeah, I say, let's. I'm not trying to make a bet because I'm fucking running out of money. No, I'm not doing fuck with the chopper. How many times do you see?
Okay, let's do this. I say they're going to show Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl 8 times. What's the over and under?
Do we take the over and under 8 times, you think?
8 times is what I think it is.
I go 7.
Seven,
well, yeah. Because seven. Hopefully, like they'll give her fucking little airtime, you know. There, but I might be wrong. But can you imagine if it goes more than 8?
Okay, let's do this. You say 7, I say 8.
Okay.
Whoever's closest owes the other person a drink.
Okay, I'll do that.
So if it goes 9, I don't win.
Yeah.
If it goes 8, I win. If it goes 7, you win.
Or do you want to go over and under? I say under 8, you say over 8. Or does you want to be exact?
Okay, no, I'll do that. That's even a little bit risky, but I like risky. All right, I mean, so I say over like I said, 8.
A drink shouldn't break my bank, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but right. nothing expensive, fucker. Okay, you're already getting fogged with the chow.
Louis the 18th.
Shit, fuck you. So get this guy the fucking, you know, the fucking make get him the fucking the fucking Mark. Sam's Club brand, Maker's Mark.
That's too funny.
But anyways. All right,
so you say under, I say over 8.
Okay, we'll do that. Right. We got to figure out a place to watch this at. You know, I was like, I don't. I mean, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out something, you know. Because my brother was asking, we're going to watch Super Bowl, you know, because, you know.
Well, if you guys want to come over here, if you don't mind driving to Timbuktu. I don't mind having it at my house. I have the 60-inch in the front living room.
Yeah.
And I have the space.
Yeah, next year for sure, I'll have something here, because by next year, this whole house construction should be done. Even if it's like a little bit of people, you know. I mean, it'll be cool because, like, you know, if it's not that many people, we could just all chill here watching it in the man cave. You know, if there's a lot of people, yeah. I got to blow up, you know, a projector screen, and I got a projector. And who knows, we can fucking put it in the fucking backyard. I got my father-in-law's got speakers. I could connect that shit.
Yeah. You have speakers? Or I could just bring my speaker.
Well, my father-in-law's got a shitload of speakers here, man. Well, we'll work at it. It's a year away.
Right.
It's a year away.
Yeah, because that one you'd want to start setting up at halftime, because it gets dark by halftime.
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, the next year be different. The next year I'm going to make sure that this house fucking looks fucking gray for fucking like gatherings or just hanging out, you know. But yeah, we'll figure out something. But like this Super Bowl, we'll see, you know.
Okay. We'll
anyways.
Well, that was an hour that went by quickly. Junior, your call sign?
My call sign, Breaker 91, Breaker. Anyways, yes, I'm on Instagram at BigJune5000. And for those who have been requesting me to follow me, no offense, but to me, it's kind of suspicious. If it's nothing but hot chicks. I mean, okay, cool, I'm flattered, but to me, sometimes I feel like they're fake because they have zero posts and not that many friends.
When they created, dude, it should show you when they created. If it was just created yesterday, then yeah, don't friend request, don't accept it.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of suspicious that, you know, that all of a sudden I'm getting all these requests. You know, right? since we got new listeners, so I don't know.
All right.
Anyways,
and yeah, mine is comic_Tony_Ariola ARR. EOLA. You can also follow us on Instagram at 6 to Midnight Lounge. Also, our 6 to Midnight Lounge Facebook page was told by Facebook they were going to take it off because something's offensive on there. I looked at it last night. It's still up. Also, if you can, follow us on Spotify. And it's 6 to Midnight Lounge. We would appreciate it if you follow us on Spotify. That would help a lot. Thank you again to the Housewives of Staten and the Housewife of Burbank for listening. Let your friends know. We always like new listeners. You can also email the show at 6ML@gmail.com. Anything else, Junior?
That's it for me.
All right. Well, have a good night. Fogo de chow, baby. Here we come.
Whatever. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.